schedule, you see this team and what they've been able to roll out, and you expect to get a win?
I want to tell you,
you would have to.
Donovan and I are in the process, I really mean this, a process of forming a relationship, working every day about who takes this segment, or you've got this opinion, or I've got that opinion. Every day, I'll come in and say, Donovan and Michael said, maybe we want to go this direction. Yeah, that's a good direction. What I appreciate about Donovan is he's given me at times 3 or 4 moments to still go off. And I wish to go off on this football team.
All right. Go off, Norm.
If you enjoy being laughed at, Jerry, then revel in it. Climb right into the spotlight and revel in it. Your team is now the most ridiculous team in the National Football League. The pregame shows, the postgame shows, all over network TV, all the commentators, they're laughing at you. They're watching you unravel in public. It's like a circus. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, and watch the Dallas Cowboys unravel right before your eyes. Look at them in the locker room. Fighting and screaming. Look at them on social media. Look how they look like they don't give a damn on the field. Look at a coach that you have castrated. Does Jason Garrett have any control of personnel? Absolutely not. If he had control of personnel, some of the people that started the year on this team wouldn't be here. Does he have any control of discipline? Oh, please. Please, that's funnier than a Seinfeld routine. Does he have control of a lineup? I suggest he doesn't even have control of a lineup. Who announced McFadden was going to be the starting running back? Who announced Castle was going to replace Whedon? And let me ask you something. If the coaching staff had its way, would Rolando McClain have been back here? And if he were back here, would he have been benched by now for some of his play in the last few weeks? Does any other coach in the league have a situation where he's been so neutered? He does not control discipline. He has no final word. Hardy's late for meetings, virtually skips a meeting. Any discipline? I don't know. Coach Jones, what do you think? You run the team. You run the lineup. You run the roster. You run the discipline. Hey, should Garrett be yelled at? Yeah, he should. Yeah. But on the other hand, does he have charge of the locker room? If he goes in the locker room and puts his foot down, do 14 people giggle? Or do they sit there tweeting during his talk? Let me tell you something. If you beg to look ridiculous, Jerry, you got it. You got it. When Dez Bryant went off on Rich Dalrymple, he should have been yanked into your office and said, this happens again, and I'm fining you a game check. When Hardy misses meetings, he should have been yanked into your office and say, listen, young man, somewhere along the line, you got to stop this. You have been benched this week. You do not play against Tampa. I don't give a damn who we play. I don't care if we have to run out Ryan Russell or Jack Crawford or some yahoo that I fish out of the stands 10 minutes to game time. At some point, doesn't your soul hurt, Jerry? Doesn't it hurt to keep giving guys like Josh Brent and Joseph Randall and Greg Hardy an ad nauseum chances to play again, and they laugh at you, they take your money, and they shoot you a freaking finger every week? Where the hell is your soul, Jerry? Where the hell is it? Do you not care that everybody laughs like crazy at your football team? It's one thing to lose. It's another thing to lose when you've also sacrificed your damn soul. This locker room has no one in charge of it because the man who's supposedly in charge of it has no right to discipline. Get your butt down in locker room, Jerry, and you discipline. You go locker to locker and tell Cole Beasley, shove that phone as far up as it goes, baby. You're off Twitter. And Dez, you do that again, and we are going to have a serious monetary talk, pal. And I don't care if I have to discipline you or Hardy or name it. Pick anybody else who steps out of line. I can lose without you guys. I can lose without you. And damn, yesterday we did lose without Greg Hardy. Somebody wore his shirt, and that's all yesterday. Come on. Come on. We've gone through losing seasons before, but this is an embarrassment. The whole league looks at you and they're laughing at you. This isn't a 7-game losing streak. This is a surrender of your freaking soul. Thank you, Donovan. Thank you.
What a pleasure that was to watch in person.
It's just.
And when he mentioned the finger, I want everyone to know he shot it.
It's Gus.
It's Gus.
That's the Hitman.
It's Gus. Woohoo!
Return of the Hitman.
Man.
Hey, I mentioned three players, but there's more. I don't mean to single. That's unfair to single out just two or three, but some of them are stars. And doggone it, Jerry's in charge of this whole circus. Jerry's in charge.